This is going to be a great podcast, ladies. I have a very special guest, Dr. Kieran Dunston, on. She is a board certified OBGYN with special training in anti-aging, metabolic, and functional medicine. So her focus is on women ages 40 to 60 with weight and energy problems. How many of you have that? Pretty much everybody listening, right? She helps women understand that their weight and energy issues at midlife isn't a math problem related to calories, like we always talk about, calories in, calories out, but a communication problem related to hormone balance. How many times do we say that on here? All the time. It's not about calories. It's about that hormonal balance. And you're not going to find it at your doctor's office because you won't get the right tests. And the tests that you do get won't be read the right way to properly treat and diagnose hormone imbalances. This is what we say all of the time on here. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud. Pretty proud of this bad boy. Collagen Fixer 2.0. So this is going to be a game changer for you, and you can probably hear the excitement in my voice. The latest introduction, the latest member of the family to the Fixer line is Metabolism Fixer. And this, oh my God, I formulated this just for all my people out there that need to lose weight, that need help in the weight loss department, that can't lose weight no matter what they do, that feel like they have a slow metabolism. And it might be thinking of trying all those peptides out there, you know, the Beverly Hills Soccer Mom drug of choice for weight loss peptides. Or even if you're on them already and you're like, man, these are really expensive and I'm still not losing weight, add in Metabolism Fixer. Here's what I did. I took the power of T2, which increases your basal metabolic rate while you are sitting there watching Netflix. You're burning fat while you're watching Netflix. I combined it with a very unique patented ingredient called Suppressa. Suppressa has multiple clinical trials backing its efficacy in reducing your appetite, decreasing snacking, and providing way more control over your food intake. It is amazing. We also see improved emotional well-being, just decreased food cravings all around, reduced hunger, and weight management. Add on top of that, we have green tea extract, we have purple forest purple tea extract, both of which affect the metabolism in a very positive way without the jitters of normal fat burning supplements out there from the 1980s and 90s, right? The ones that made you feel like you're having a heart attack. You will not have that in any of my supplements, Thyroid Fixer or Metabolism Fixer. But Metabolism Fixer, ooh, yeah, we kicked it up a notch. It is in powder form, so you can drink it through your day. It's going to flavor your water. We got Orange Crush and Refreshing Citrus. I love them both. It is going to keep you under control all day long. So you throw a couple scoops in your water bottle in the morning, throw a scoop or two in your water bottle throughout the day. You will have fat burning and appetite control the entire day for what? An eighth of a price of the peptides? Oh my God, you can't go wrong. So grab some Metabolism Fixer today. Please let me know how you do on it. I'm super excited for you. Super excited.
So Dr. Kieran, after discovering the hidden cause of midlife weight gain and fatigue in women, she herself lost a life-changing 100 pounds, fixed her adrenal fatigue. She's a pioneer in female hormone justice. I love that. Dr. Kieran founded the Midlife Metabolism Institute and the Hormone Club to provide women of every age access to hormonal freedom, regardless of where you are in the world. She's been featured on CBS, NBC, Reader's Digest, Huffington Post, First for Woman, and Best Self and More. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and we will post all of her contact links in the show notes. All right, Dr. Kieran, thank you so much for joining us on the Thyroid Fixer podcast. Wow, you have an amazing story that I cannot wait for you to tell our listeners. So first of all, thank you for jumping on, and I'm so excited for this interview.
Me too. So glad to be here, Amy.
So please, I mean, in your bio and in the intro that I gave you, I was reading about your 100-pound weight loss that you achieved. So tell us your story and how you came to figure out how to help women with hormone problems in midlife, and tell us your own story.
Sure. Happy to do that. So I was a very successful OBGYN and delivered thousands of babies, did pap smears, and really played a really important role in women's lives. And I loved it. However, my health didn't love it. And at one point I weighed 243 pounds. So I was obese. And then I also was tired all the time. Even though I was a wife and a mom and a doctor and ran a practice, I only had time for work and sleep. That's all I did. And I had a lot of physical ailments stemming from various maladies. I had gut dysfunction, irritable bowel, gastritis. I had anxiety and depression, and at one point was on 5 psychoactive medications. My hair was falling out. I had no sex drive. And I really felt and looked 20 years older than I was. And I was really ashamed of this, because here I was supposed to know more about women's health than anyone else, right? Board certified OBGYN in the United States of America, you're supposed to know about women's health. But you could look at me and clearly see that I was not healthy. So I had a lot of shame around it. And I would say there's got to be something wrong, and I would run tests. Say, I've got to have a thyroid problem. I'd run a thyroid test and it would come back, quote unquote, normal.
Right.
And then I'd say, well, that was last month. Let me check it again. I got to have a thyroid problem. I check it again. It would come back, quote unquote, normal. So I went on like this. And meanwhile, the thing that bothered me the most, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, was the weight. Because people couldn't see inside the dysfunction I was having, but they could see that I was obese. And that was really humiliating for me. I more than anything wanted the weight gone. So I tried diet pills and Jenny Craig and Nutrisystem and working out like crazy at the gym when I had energy and doing all these things. And I would have some minor success only to be met with more failure and more weight gain, which is pretty typical. And I would go to my internist and I'd say, something's got to be wrong. You got to run tests. Look at me. I'm not healthy. And she would run tests and they'd all come back normal. Mm-hmm. So after going through this for a few years, I remember the last time I went to her office, Amy, and it was a Tuesday, and I left work and I went over there and I was waiting to get my lab work, right? She wanted to go over it with me in person because I was bugging her so much about something's wrong. And so I went over there and she told me again, your labs are all normal. There's nothing wrong with you. You just need to eat less and exercise more. Like, she yelled at me and pointed her finger. And I said, but I won't say her name, but so-and-so, there's got to be something wrong. Like, this is just not normal. And she yelled at me and she's like, Kieran, stop. There's nothing wrong. Like, you just need to stop and move more and stop eating so much. And I walked out to my car and I closed the door and I just cried and broke down.
Yes.
Cried in my car. I'm like, I'm just crazy. And I'm destined to a life of obesity and poor health, depression, anxiety, like all the things, no sex drive. Mm-hmm. And I was facing back surgery because I was having a problem with my back because of my weight. And they said, we want to do a fusion. And you know what happens with one back fusion? You end up with a whole, destabilizes the whole thing. And then you're just on disability. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to do surgery. My career is over. I mean, it was horrible. And I cried and I thought, you know, if this is what life is going to be, I don't even want it.
Yeah. And you're a doctor. Like where, I mean, you have, your story has so much that I want to touch on. First of all, you're a freaking doctor and you don't have the respect from another colleague to listen to you, knowing that you know your body and you know something's wrong, and you didn't even get that. So imagine all of your patients, my patients, the listeners that are going like, hey, yeah, that's me too, not being listened to. Well, of course not. If a doctor can't be listened to, the layperson isn't going to be listened to either. They're going to get told that they're normal and eat less and exercise more.
Right. I call it medical gaslighting. That's a term I coined.
Yep.
That, and we women at midlife get the gaslighting from the medical establishment more than anyone. There's nothing wrong with you. It's your fault. You just eat too much and you're lazy and you don't move enough, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't have a choice, Amy, right? I was the breadwinner in my family. I had to keep going. So I kept putting one foot in front of the other. And then one day, one of my patients who was in her 40s like I was, came in and I hadn't seen her in a year. She had been in the year earlier and was dealing with all the midlife stuff, right? Crazy blood crime scene periods.
Yep.
She couldn't sleep. I slept too much. She was having gastritis. I think and her mood wasn't right. She says, I'm just not myself, right? Had no sex drive. So I did all the pill for every ill medicine I was taught. So she left with a handful of prescriptions, birth control pill, antidepressant, H2 blocker, right? All the things we give women at midlife for every symptom, there's a pill.
Yep.
And it wasn't really helping her. She went away and then she came back for her annual exam. And I saw her at the end of the hall and I was like, what? Oh my gosh. She looked totally different. She had lost that 30 pounds she couldn't lose. Her hair was full, eyes and skin shining and bright. She was smiling and she just had this ease in her body. And I was like, I can't wait to see what she did. Because, you know, when you see that friend who's the one who lost all the weight, you can't wait to hear what she did. And then when you hear what she did, what do? You set about to disprove why what she did was not wrong and it doesn't work. And that's exactly what I did. So she told me, oh, I went and saw this doctor and she did these tests that you never did for me. And she checked my hormone levels and we did salivary cortisol and all this stuff. And I'm like, I never heard of this stuff. And then, I mean, she was walking proof, but inside I'm going, yeah, this isn't a thing. Right.
Right. Well, because you hadn't been trained in it. Your conventional medicine training was this. This is what you check. If it's within range or within normal limits, move on.
Yep. And so I set out to disprove her. So I said, I'm going to do research. I'm going to see. This isn't a thing that she did. And I didn't end up disproving her. I ended up proving her that everything she said was true. Mm-hmm. There were tests that I didn't know about. As a board certified OBGYN in the United States of America, I was not trained in tests to check women's hormone levels appropriately the right way and how to read them. Yeah. I was not taught how to do a proper thyroid evaluation and read the labs the proper, correct way.
Right.
I was not taught how to assess someone's cortisol for functional optimization or lack of it.
Mm-hmm.
None of it. So I said, oh my God, there's this whole world of medicine I was never trained in. I'm going to learn everything I can about this and I'm going to use it on myself. And if it works, I'm going to spend the rest of my career teaching other women about this. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. So I started doing the tests and I would address the tests. And even though I had checked my thyroid at least 10 times, Amy, and it was normal, quote, normal, quote, normal, quote, normal, quote.
Yep.
When I did the right tests and I read them the right way, and I know you know this, but I'm just saying to anybody listening, oh my gosh, you have hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. No wonder you have no energy. No wonder your hair's falling out. Your nails are brittle. Your skin is dry. You are anxious, like coming out of your skin, anxious.
Yep.
No wonder. Oh, salivary cortisol testing. Flat line at the bottom of the curve. Like you just have enough cortisol to live, but not survive. You have total adrenal fatigue. People are like, how are you even standing? Once I found doctors who did this kind of thing,
right.
How are you even functioning? And then I started addressing them, you know, with natural treatments, right? So botanicals, vitamins, minerals, mm-hmm. and hormones, right?
Right.
when needed. I was progesterone deficient also. I mean, I was just like a plethora of dysfunction. But mainstream medicine said, well, on paper, you look good.
Yep.
And I'm looking in the mirror going, on paper, I look good. Look at me in the mirror. I'm a hot freaking mess. I look and feel 20 years older than I am. So this started my journey. This is over 10 years ago, and I haven't looked back. I joined the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine mm-hmm. fellowship program and got fellowship trained in anti-aging metabolic and functional medicine. I eventually walked away from regular OBGYN because I knew it was not the way to help people. You know, it's just not. If people want to be really healthy and we women at midlife deserve, no need that, then they need people like me and you out here doing this because anyone can do a pap smear or deliver a baby, frankly. Not mm-hmm. everyone can help a woman rebirth herself.
Yep. And get optimized. And exactly. I can't even tell you how much I love you. I love your energy. I just love your message and your energy. And this is just, I know, I mean, the listeners are resonating right now. And you brought up something that actually no one has ever brought up, including myself on this podcast, shame. The shame that a woman takes on when she's not ideal and when she's gaining weight and when she can't have all the energy in the world to be a mom and run a business and go to the grocery store and clean the house. And then the conventional system putting that shame back on a woman saying, but it's you. You need to eat less and exercise more. You're just getting older. And that's something I haven't even touched yet. So I'm happy that you brought it up.
Medical gaslighting, girl, it's a thing. Like I said, I coined the term, but you're welcome to use it. It's a thing. And we women at midlife get it worse than anyone. It's your fault. No, it's not. Okay. It's mm-hmm. y'all's fault. It's the whole medical establishment. I include in there, not only the medical people who deliver the care, but insurance and pharmaceutical, right? Yep. It's the conglomerate. So now is our time to take back our power and stop the gaslighting and say, no, it's y'all are doing the wrong tests and you're reading them the wrong way to figure out what's causing our at the root of our problems and start doing this for each other.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure when you got your thyroid tested, it was just what, TSH and free T4?
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not even free T4.
Right. It was just, no, they did do, you know, the free T4, like the thyroid panel. Yeah. I think it's, no, they do a total, it has the TSH, the FTI, and the total thyroxin. You know, with the FTI as a calculated index, like who cares?
Yeah.
It's useless. It's useless. Useless. Or, and then, you know, the TSH will be like 4 and they'll go, no, you're okay. What?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and so many people, I'm sure your patients too, they come in from their years of frustration and their years of testing and they show you their TSH and that's it. That's all they have ever had done. And meanwhile, they have all the symptoms in the world. If anyone would just stop and listen to them for more than 5 minutes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy you're in this space with it's your, like, yeah.
Once you know, you can't unknow.
Can't unknow.
You just cannot unknow the truth about your health. And so everybody listening, you just got woke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just a big light just shined down on you. So you mentioned the whole eat less, exercise more. So that brings in that whole math
math calculation, calories in, calories out. And you say, listen, it's not a math problem. It's a communication problem. So can you expand on that?
Sure. So we women at midlife think that our weight problem is a math problem. I've eaten too much, too many calories in, or not enough calories out. I haven't moved enough and done exercise. And this is what we think our weight is. And when you're 20, weight is a math problem. You go on that cruise, you eat like a pig for a week, and then you gain 5 pounds. You come back and you do math. I'm going to cut back on what I eat. I'm going to work out more at the gym. 5 pounds gone, couple weeks, done, right? No big problem. But the issue is that it's a really a communication problem. So what allows calories in and calories out to be coupled together and linked is actually your thyroid, literally. It's your metabolic coupler between your weight, your fat stores, and your energy, because your thyroid is what tells your cells when to open those fat cells, take the fat out, burn it, and make fuel to do things like go run to the grocery store, you know, bat an eyelash, think a thought, do whatever. So when you don't have energy, it's because your thyroid is not burning, telling your cells to burn the fat and convert it. But it's not only thyroid. You've got 7 major metabolic hormones that tell all your cells how to handle calories. So you've got your insulin hormone. I'll just run them down briefly. Yeah. Thyroid, cortisol, DHEA, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. Those are your 7 main metabolic driving hormones. Mm-hmm. Hormones are communicators. I know most people don't have a framework about what is a hormone. It's this thing in my body, but it's no different than like, oh, it's my calcium or my vitamin D. But I want you guys to listening to understand the importance of them. So what runs your body? Your brain, right? That's your mainframe computer. Brain runs everything. Brain gets cut off from your body. You're kaput. So your brain has 2 branches. It has the hardwired branch that has nerves that go all throughout your body. So you can move toes and fingers. You can digest food. That's kind of like the hardwired internet in your house, right? So what keeps you connected and going to the outside world? The internet in your house. Mm-hmm. So the hardwired internet, if you plug your computer into it, pretty sturdy, right? Rarely goes out. Well, the other part of your nervous system is the wireless internet, like the wireless internet in your house. Mm-hmm. The wireless internet in your brain, that's your hormones. So your brain secretes one hormone that then has to travel all throughout your body to go to another organ to tell it to secrete something. And like in the thyroid, you secrete inactive thyroid, and then that has to travel all around, and then it has to get converted to active thyroid, and that has to travel, and then it has to get to the cells, and the cells have to be able to recognize it. It knocks on the door, knock, knock, knock. It says, do you know the secret code? I do. Okay, well then I'm gonna let you in. If it doesn't know the secret code, and there's some times it doesn't know the secret code, or maybe there's no doorknob on the door, it can't get in, and it has to get in, and then it has to get to the nucleus of the cell to have activity. So lots of steps in that wireless communication, just like in your house with your computer. I don't know about your house, but in mine, I got wireless problems all the time. Where I live in Georgia this time of year, we have thunderstorms every single day, and the electricity flashes. That could be a problem, or the Wi-Fi signal goes out, trying to connect, cannot connect, unstable connection. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Your hormones are the same. So many things can interfere with the wireless communication of your hormones.
Okay, this is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know, I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head. I get that because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be, get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too, because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you are getting personalized, personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in optimization land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you.
So those seven main metabolic drivers, you might assume that you've got them all tuned up at the right levels. I should be able to eat less and exercise more and lose weight and have more energy. And that might work when you're 20. But by the time you're 40, ladies, you have programmed obsolescence of your ovary factory, hormone factory. So you're programmed the time you're born with the number of eggs you're going to have. And by the time you start puberty and you're kicking out those eggs every month and many more are disintegrating, by the time you're 35, those eggs are considered old and they don't produce the same level of hormones. And by your time you're 40, women really notice that. So that's your wireless internet, y'all. It's going offline at 40 and you're beating yourself up and your doctor's beating you up. Well, you just need to eat less and exercise more. Your thyroid labs are normal. There's nothing wrong with you. And you're like, I'm just crazy because I really don't eat that much and I really do move a lot. I get a lot of steps on my tracker. You're right. He's wrong. So it's the communication from that nervous system. And communication is the most important thing in any system. You go into a third grade classroom anywhere in America today, and you find a substitute teacher who didn't get the lesson plan from the regular teacher who's out sick. And what's going on in her classroom? Chaos. Kids are running around, playing tag, throwing spitballs. Why? No communication. This is the lesson plan. This is what's expected of them. And no communication to the kids. This is what's expected when there's a substitute teacher. You will behave this way and you will sit in your chair and you'll do what's expected. Communication is vital for any system to function. All your cells are looking for that communication from those hormones. They don't know what to do without it. So it's like you driving your car down the highway with a blindfold on. They don't know. You want me to burn calories? I didn't know. They didn't get the memo, right? The memo is thyroid hormone, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, cortisol. Those are the memos. If the memos aren't getting, then the cells aren't getting it. You could work out like crazy. And I see women all the time who's like, they do CrossFit, they got muscles,
Yep.
but they got fat too, and they can't get rid of it.
Yep.
I run marathons. Yeah, but you got fat. You can't get rid of it because you don't have the right communication. So that's why it's a communication problem. So once you hit, and this can hit earlier for some people, but for most people, it definitely hits by the time you get into your 40s. You've got to fix the communication. It's not a math problem.
Mm-hmm. I love using analogies and stories. So that was so beautifully put. I love that. It's so easy to understand when you relate it to the Wi-Fi or to a third grade classroom. That's it. It's the communication. So, and the way that you said about the thyroid releasing and T4 has to convert to T3 and then has to get to the cell. I always say it's like that poor little T4 guy is running a marathon with some hurdles. It's a tough job. There's so much that can get in the way of that conversion and then T3 actually getting to the receptor site on the cell. Since we don't have receptor sites for T4, we need the T3 to get to the cell. I mean, that is just perfectly, I just love you to death. I just do.
And then Amy, and then you've got the block linebacker reverse T3. Who's going to get to the receptor first? Like, nah, I've got to sit here. You can't do anything. So,
you know, I always say it's a bouncer. It's like a bouncer. Like, nope, sorry, you can't get in. You can't get in. You know, yeah, same thing. I love it.
Nah, you can't get in.
You're not coming in. Not today.
Hilarious.
And I'm sure this cracks you up too. When a patient comes to you with a full hormone panel and she's a woman and she has estrogen, LH, FSH.
Right.
Did your last doctor forget that you have other hormones that are important? So tell the listener, what do you look at and how do all of those hormones kind of play together?
Right. So the first thing is that, you know, when women hear me talking about this stuff, they're like, just tell me what labs I need my doctor to draw and I'll have them draw it. So then I'll be good. And what you got to understand is for a lot of these hormones, blood is actually not accurate to draw them. So I wish I could help you there, but I can't. So you really want the gold standard is a Dutch test, dried urine metabolite test for your sex hormones. And that's going to give you your three types of estrogen, estrone, estradiol, estriol. It's going to give you your progesterone. It's going to give you your testosterone. And then all the other intermediary hormones, androstenedione, eicosanoidone. It's also going to give you your salivary cortisol levels, which you have to check throughout the day. And then thyroid can be done appropriately in blood because it's water soluble. And I forgot to mention the reason why blood isn't accurate for the others is all of those steroid hormones are made from cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows where cholesterol comes from, animal fat, right? So it is animal fat. And your body makes these hormones from cholesterol. So these hormones are like oil, they're fat, and your blood is water. Oil and water don't mix. So these hormones are not swimming around in your bloodstream having a pool party. And you just scoop up some blood or some pool water and say, well, there are 5 pieces of hormone in there. That's the level. It doesn't work like that, right? So your blood is like water. And your cells are fat. All your cells in your body are coated in fat. And these hormones are fatty. So they like to stay in the cells. When they are carried in the blood, they actually are transported in carrier proteins. So you can see how many carrier proteins you have. And you can check the what we call free fraction of those hormones. You can get a total and free testosterone. But the free fraction is notoriously inaccurate because those hormones, you know how quickly when you mix oil and water like in a glass together, how quickly they separate. It's a fraction of a second, and it's the same in your blood. So those hormones aren't hanging out in there. So it's impossible to really get a very accurate number, especially if you're already on hormones, then it's absolutely impossible. So that's why you want a urine metabolite that collects metabolites, and then you can, by deduction, they calculate how much is in your body. So thyroid though is water soluble and it can be checked in blood, but you want there are like 7 or 8 different tests you want to have done. So not just a TSH, which is what a lot of doctors do, not just a thyroid profile, which includes TSH, the FTI and thyroxine. That's not good. You want a TSH. You want a total and free T4, a total and free T3. You want a reverse T3, and then you want your antibodies, thyroid peroxidase antibody and antithyroglobulin antibody. Yep. And then there's a melatonin on the Dutch too. I forgot that. Mm-hmm. So that's like all the comprehensive hormones. Did I forget any? No, I think that's it.
That's good. I mean, what about pregnenolone and DHA? Do you check pregnenolone?
Oh, yeah. So those are on the Dutch also.
Yep. So I'm going to play devil's advocate with the Dutch because I have so many people that just can't afford it. It's so expensive. So sometimes we just go by blood because it's covered by insurance. Of course, you and I aren't because we need more than 5 minutes to spend with a person. Right. But when it comes to labs, it's like, oh man, if I'm trying to save a person money, we'll just go buy serum. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Totally inaccurate? Or do you sometimes when someone can't afford a Dutch, you go, okay, well, we're going to figure this out with the serum at least and pair it up with your serum. If your progesterone's in the basement, maybe you have low progesterone.
In my hormone balance mastermind that I designed, we do the Dutch because that's really the gold standard. For a screening test, when you are not on hormones, a serum is probably acceptable. But once someone gets on hormones, then the question becomes, how are you going to properly monitor them? At least twice a year, in my opinion, you need to have a hormone evaluation for the levels to be appropriate. And so unfortunately, it's kind of like, if you can't afford to keep the membership at that fancy golf club for a year, you probably don't need to start at the fancy golf club. I hate to say it like that, but you're probably better served by just getting the hormones that come on your PPO plan for a $30 copay where there is no hormone testing. That's better than nothing. And not even worrying about the testing, because this false sense of security that people get lulled into because they're getting blood levels checked. I see more problems with that than anything. Like, I had a woman come to me, she had pellets. She had like those Bio-T pellets. And so they gave her estrogen and testosterone, no progesterone. Yep. And she came in talking like this. Her voice was so low. Why? Because she had been on so much testosterone. And she said, "Dr. Kieran, I'm having orgasms walking down the street. I don't think that's normal." And like, she had clitoromegaly, her clitoris was ginormous because of all this testosterone, because they were monitoring her with blood levels for years. So when you see something like that, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of like, I understand the Dutch is expensive. And the thing is, people say I can't afford it, but that's because we're coming at it from the mentality of, we are socialized to believe that our health care should be paid for by our job and our insurance.
Yeah.
And a $30 copay, and it is an expense to be minimized. And nothing could be further from the truth, right? So health insurance was created over 100 years ago by employers. Why? Because they didn't like you being out sick from work. And they didn't like you saying, "I can't afford to go to the doctor." So they said, "Well, let's make some insurance so they have to go to the doctor and get a doctor's note and get some type of pill so that can patch them up well enough to come back and do their job." That's what your health insurance was designed for. It's not designed for you to thrive at 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. So if you want a higher standard of care, you want a better car, you want a Tesla, you want a Mercedes, you got to pay for it. And unfortunately, it's the same with your health. If you want your hormones to be tuned up where you don't have a communication problem and you want to sleep well and you want your hair to be full and you want a good sex drive and you want your cognition to be peaked, you know, into latter years and not get dementia, you have to invest in your health, because your health insurance is not about that. It's not about that. So I hear you people saying, "I can't afford it," but can you really not afford it? Because what kind, you know, then you get into like, and it's funny because I used to be that one too, right? I was so tried and true in the medical system, and I was going to the doctor on my policy, right? For a $30 copay. And if they give me the drug that's like $50 copay, can I get one for $30 copay? I was that person. And so then when I discovered this type of care and they're like, "Oh, that's $500 for this hormone test." I think I was willing to pay it because I wanted to know, right? So I was like, well, I don't believe in that, but okay. And I did it. And then when I saw in black and white, what a disaster my hormones were. And then I went to the health food store the first time. I got this list of botanicals and nutraceuticals I needed in my community, brighter day. And I have this long list, right? So I have this shopping cart and I'm like, this one, this one, this one, this. I'm just pulling them off the shelf. And I go to the checkout. Woman's ringing up for what seems like forever. And she goes, okay, that's $880, please.
Yeah.
And I went, what?
Yeah.
$880 for vitamins, minerals, and herbs? Are you kidding me? I didn't say that out loud, but that's what I was thinking in my head.
Right.
But right in that moment, I had to make this choice, Amy. I'm like, okay, either I'm 2 feet in and investing in myself and in this to see if it works, because this was right at the beginning, or I'm going to reject the possibility and then I'm going to accept the fact that I'm crazy and going to go get on disability and be obese and just a mess for the rest of my life. And I plunked my credit card down and I paid it and I haven't looked back since.
Yep.
So this concept of you can't afford it, that was always my refrain. I can't afford that. I can't afford that. We afford what we value.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you've been taught not to value your health, number one, and you've been taught to not invest in your health. And so you've got to reframe what you've been socialized to believe if you want something different.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm like beaming from ear to ear right now because I just love talking to you. That's so,
you know, and it's like you afford your Botox, you afford like, people find the money for Botox. You find the money for fillers, but then it's like, oh, but I can't afford a Dutch test. No.
Yep. Very well said. Or they can't afford us and they want to. Right. Do you accept insurance? No. Okay.
No.
Well, then keep bouncing to 10 different doctors.
Right.
Paying those co-pays. And if you're seeing an endocrinologist who's going to drop the ball on you, that's $125 copay. And just keep adding that up until you're frustrated, fat, tired, and you don't even have the energy to see another person. And that's going to be your life. That's going to be your life.
Yeah. You'll never get better in the medical system using insurance. It will not happen, period. Will not happen.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I'm so glad you said that and call it. So it's not just me, you know, calling people out on this, on the podcast, because I've been seeing it a lot more lately. I think maybe because we've gone through, you know, a rough year, 2020, going into 2021, and people are just like, oh man, you know, I'm kind of pinching pennies and whatnot. But if you feel like garbage, that's not where to pinch pennies. That's where to invest, because you're going to get a return. So instead of going on the vacation, I know you've been cooped up, everybody's traveling right now, but take that money and spend it on yourself, because you're going to be garbage on vacation anyways, because you're not going to feel good and you're not going to want to get dressed and go out and you're not going to want to eat the food because you know you're going to gain 10 pounds a day or maybe 20 by the end of that week on vacation. Yeah. So I'm glad
It's a bitter pill to swallow. It was a bitter pill for me to swallow because I really had bought into the whole system. Mm-hmm. But now I'm so far out of it. I'm like, I don't even have health insurance. Why?
Yeah.
I invest that money in my health, you know, in my hormones and keeping myself tuned up. And
100%. I mean, I think back, I just told the story the other day to when I was first, I was gaining weight and was misdiagnosed 6 different times, cried in my car, similar to you.
Did.
And I mean, back then I was making maybe $300 a week was my income. And I found the money. I will never forget my functional doctor who I found, who saved my life. At that point in time, 25 years ago, was $250 to walk in the door. And I thought, oh my God, that's a week's pay. Like, but I found it. I don't know what I gave up, multiple things, but I found it because that extra 30, 20, 30, 40 pounds that I was walking around with and the hair loss and the fatigue was, I mean, I would have given anything to get rid of that. So it comes down to what do you value?
It absolutely does. And I've never looked back, and you know, either you're willing to invest in yourself or you're not.
Yep.
It's kind of gets down to that.
Yep, exactly. So you're saying like basically the majority of women at midlife, overweight, tired, they need to get the hormones fixed.
Absolutely. To me, like hormones, that's ground level foundation. That's the foundation on your house, the communication. You know, I know there's some people who say, oh, well, you need to start with gut detox and rehab. And that's a part of it. But if you don't get the communication going, it's impossible to fix the gut. It's impossible to properly detox. It's impossible to do anything else without communication. If you don't get those third graders sitting in their seats quietly so they can listen to what the teacher says and know what page you're on and what the lesson is in the homework, nothing's going to happen as long as they're running around playing tag and throwing spitballs. It's like, oh, we're gonna come in and we're gonna clean the floor in this classroom while these third graders are running around playing tag. The floor is just gonna get dirty in 5 seconds, right? It's a little insane. Hormones, communication. When there's a hurricane, Amy, right? So what's the first thing that has to happen after a hurricane? They've got to know. Information has to be transmitted. How many people are injured? How many hospital beds do you need? Is your hospital electricity working or not? Do you need ambulances? Are the roads open? Can we get people in? Care workers, can we get people out? Communication is everything. Mm-hmm. And that's hormones.
Yep, that's hormones. And oh my gosh, you and I are so much alike. it drives me, I know the importance of the gut. I get it, I know. But it drives me crazy when everybody starts with if someone will come in with a T3 of a 2, but they're fixing their gut. And I'm like, you're not going to feel better just fixing your gut. Because there's no magic T3 in that probiotic that you're taking.
You know? Not a drop.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to fix the hormones and the communication first. I'm 100% in agreement with you. 100%.
And thank you. I'm glad. Like, we see eye to eye, right? It's like, you got to get the communication going.
Yeah.
And then when all the systems are communicating and they know what's expected, then you go in and you clean up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then we can start fixing all these little things down here that are contributing to the communication being off, contributing to your low thyroid, contributing to your hormones in the tank. But you don't start down here. That's not going to cut it. Mm-mm. Yeah. Exactly. So you see mostly women 40 to 60, hormones, thyroid, and then you just fix them up. I love it. So you actually have a membership group. Tell us about that so people can know.
Sure. So I have two different programs. So one thing I have is the Hormone Club. That is a telemedicine solution for women mm-hmm. to receive state-of-the-art hormone testing and treatment from physicians licensed in their states. I'm the medical director of that. I don't provide this direct care, the doctors do. And then I have the Midlife Metabolism Institute where I educate women on their hormones, because it's not enough to just, you know, gone are the days that you can abdicate responsibility for your health and hormones just to the doctor. Like, just give me a pill. I don't care what it's called. As long as it's a $30 copay, gone.
Right.
Okay. Because as you see, your doctor doesn't know what we are talking about. So, you know, you can't just go to your doctor and abdicate responsibility. So I teach women in those programs, in my Hormone Balance Mastermind, how to know what are the right labs to do and how to read them. I don't just give you a fish. I teach you how to fish.
Yeah.
So my goal is to educate women in those programs to know how to do this for life. Yep. And so I have that. And then I have another gut rehab and detox that we do after you get the hormones balanced.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love, love, love it. So I forgot to ask you as you were talking, I just thought of this. As you're teaching women, like, here's how to read your labs. I love asking my hormone guests their thought on the importance of testosterone for women, because I think it's very important. You don't want it high where you're like a bodybuilder and talking deep and you got acne and,
right.
and enlarged clitoris. But what is your take on testosterone in women and its importance? And where do you like to see
that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So important. And so neglected, right? There's no commercially available testosterone supplement. Of course not, because we don't check women's hormones. But when you do the Dutch, you get your testosterone level. I'd say 90% of the women in my programs who have that are low, who have that test.
Yep.
It's vital. It's vital for your bone density. It's vital for your muscle mass. And muscle mass is one of the biggest drivers, loss of muscle mass that starts at the age of 30. is one of the biggest drivers of midlife weight gain. Mm-hmm. We start gaining weight at the age of 30 at the rate of 3% per year if we don't do anything to prevent it. Well, one of the things you need to do is increase your muscle mass, which becomes very hard if you don't have enough testosterone, because testosterone helps you maintain your muscle mass. It's important for your cognitive functioning and your drive. It increases your dopamine. So you know how they say when a guy's lost his edge? Yeah. That's because his testosterone is low. Well, yeah. We women have an edge too, because we have testosterone. They have 10 times as much, yeah. But we've got it and we need it. And it is so neglected. I say it's what turns the lights on.
Yeah.
You need estrogen, you need progesterone to function adequately, but it isn't until you get that testosterone dialed to the optimal levels that women are like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, now I see, she said,
yeah.
Now I get it. This, it's like I was writing an email to my people the other day. I said, it's the vum after your vava. It's like the vava, vum. It's the thing that really makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And it's essential. So you got to have it.
Total agreement. I see women just neglected on the testosterone end, because just like we see in the labs that they bring in, no one's checking their testosterone because they deem it a male hormone.
Right.
And so we don't need to check that on you.
Right.
I'm with you. It's so important. I like experts saying that, so my listeners can hear from someone touting the importance of testosterone in women. Yeah. Yeah. And the poor guys, I mean, that would be a whole nother podcast. They're neglected left and right with their testosterone. Poor dudes walking around with a test of 285 and they're told they're normal. So yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're having testosterone programs, both sexes, problems, both sexes. And, you know, it needs to be addressed, really. Yeah. But men do have commercially available products, but we don't.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think pharmaceutical companies are just afraid, like, we're going to, like, when you have testosterone, you wake up, like, you see how passionate Amy and I are, like, you wake up and you're like, not on my watch. Midlife women suffering, not going to happen. And so if all the women in the Western women had their testosterone dialed in,
yeah,
a lot of the crap that goes on wouldn't be going on, because we wouldn't take it.
No.
And I think some people know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother. Yeah. But I'm with you. I think, I mean, we would get more shit done and we would be just powerhouses,
yep,
in every field. So look out. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And this is something that women need to know and be awoken to, like you said earlier, like, wake up, your testosterone is important, your thyroid's important, the communication between your hormones are important. You get that down pat and you get your life back, literally your life back.
Yep. You do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't thank you enough for coming on here.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this. It's been awesome. So much fun.
So much fun. So much fun. We got to have you back on, because this is one of the best conversations I've had in a long, long time. I have great guests on. Don't get me wrong. I have awesome guests on. But you and I just jive. I mean,
yeah,
we got the same attitude. I love it. I love it.
We're truth tellers, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And I just can't stand the thought of some woman, like right now there's a woman lying across her bed before she started listening to this podcast, crying her eyes out because they're clothes strewn all across, because she's got invited to an event and she's gone through everything in her closet and nothing fits and she's sick of it and she's tried every diet and she has no energy and she feels horrible about herself and the way she looks, and her doctors told her it's her fault and there's nothing wrong, and she feels so hopeless and helpless. She's having the same thoughts that we did. If this is what life is, I don't even want to live it. And I want her to know, you are not alone, and there is a reason. And if you don't know the reason why you're having these health problems, it's just because you haven't asked the right question yet. Not you personally, but the people you're working with. So you need to get with people like me and Amy, who know what the deal is. We know what the problem is, who can help you find the answer to your problem so you can get better. Because life is too short for you to be laying across your bed crying.
Right.
And you don't have to. So get up, wipe your tears, and get going. Take action.
Yeah. Bam. That's just a slap in the face. And, you know, I mean, but a good slap, because we've been there.
You've been there.
Describing the very situation that I was in 20 years ago, where then I would cancel. I wouldn't even go out. I'd be like, nothing fits. I'm going to feel like ass anyways. So I'm just going to cancel and not go and not have a life.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. How many times? I mean, and then I would just go automatic. People would ask me, do you want to do? No.
No, I'm busy that night. Yeah.
Because the closet drama, too much.
It's too much. And I'm not buying a size up. So it's not happening. I'll just stay home. Thank you. I mean, you've hit home on so many points for people, for women specifically. And I can't thank you enough. And we will have all of your information in the show notes so people can contact you, listen to your podcast, follow you, the whole deal.
Yeah, come find me. I'm on social media, I think at Kieran Dunston, MD. It's KYRINDUNSTONMD. On Facebook and Instagram. I'd love to see you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye, Amy.
Bye.